host, Erica. I'm joined here by a full table of taste testers. Yeah. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Danielle, you're always here, but go ahead.
I'm Danielle.
I'm always here. I do the 250. I'm no longer a podcast editor, which is sad. Shout out to Nick. Hey, Nick. He's probably editing this.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for taking out our chewing sounds.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. After you.
Oh, I'm Allie. This is my second podcast ever, so I'm really excited. I am the design editor, and I like Ben & Jerry's.
Let it be known her first podcast was a gauntlet between me and Danielle, and she chose wrong.
Second podcast choice was a better choice.
Yeah, fair.
Daniel's a really good debater.
We're not getting into this.
Good debater, bad chewer.
Is he really?
Oh my gosh.
We just have a chewing problem with our food podcast, which is, like, to be expected.
Fair.
It's completely fair. To be expected. Welcome to Taste Test. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
I thought you were starting the podcast. Never mind.
No.
I'm Graham.
I thought you were moving on.
I'm not going to ignore you, Graham. You're an integral part of this podcast.
Yes. It's my second time on Taste Test, my dramatic return after the Peeps episode.
They're still on the wall.
They're still on the wall.
That's it was so gross.
Really something special.
I didn't even know what they were.
Exactly. I hope no one knows what they are.
Yeah, we microwave.
One eyeball left.
No. And well, they're made out of wax. So.
Ew.
Right?
Yeah.
Shout out, Peeps.
The things you learn.
When you taste
the more
test.
You know. But yeah, Graham is back. Graham was here for the Peeps taste test, which was fine. I wouldn't say it was that traumatic.
I
you
felt
were there
gross
for the
afterwards.
Vegan taste test.
Okay, yeah, no, granted. But I felt very ill.
I had like four Peeps, and I was like, I saw you after that.
Yeah. You did not look good.
I
was
like, I could go the rest of my life without eating Peeps and be a very happy person.
The things I do for these podcasts.
The things you do for taste tests, they're really crazy.
Well, we were saying there is a risk of brain freeze today, so.
Yes, there is. We are doing Ben & Jerry's ice cream today, as per Graham's request. So I asked Graham if he wanted to do a themed taste test, and he said ice cream sandwich bars, and I was like, they only sell Klondikes on campus.
It's pretty similar.
And then he's like, okay, let's do Ben & Jerry's. So today we are doing the history of ice cream, the history of Ben & Jerry's, and then we will be taste testing some flavors that we picked out. What was our methodology for picking these flavors, guys? Did we have one? I didn't think we had one.
There were a lot of options, and I think we were just kind of like, hey, what are the most interesting sounding flavors?
Yeah, because like, I don't know, like some, like we were going to go favorite flavors, but then Graham's favorite flavor was like, just like mint chocolate chips.
Because I'm boring.
Like, I know what that tastes like. And like Ben & Jerry's has some like funky flavors, so we were like, let's go for it that way.
Let's do it that way. And then we just bought fish food for
Allie. Thank you.
Allie's really okay with it.
Fine.
Have you guys like grown up on Ben & Jerry's? I grew up eating fish food.
So did I.
Yeah.
I said once that I liked it, and then every single time my mom went to the grocery store, she bought it for me.
Aww. Oh, that's really
that's
nice.
Cute. Shout out.
And then
shout
it was like, mom, I'm sick. I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this. There used to be a Ben & Jerry's, like, storefront near my old house in Georgia, and then it got replaced by, like, a Cold Stone, and I just remember feeling like it got, like, taken over by, like, Big Ice Cream.
The Big Ice Cream Corporation's taking the jobs.
Yeah. The man has taken over my ice cream store.
Honestly, though, Cold Stone is not a bad replacement.
It's, I don't know, Cold Stone's, like, a little too much for me. And then the ice cream gets all, like, goopy, and it's not as...
Yeah.
It's very soft ice cream.
Yeah.
It's, like, super wet.
And it gets, like, softer when they, like, mash it all
super
up.
Super wet.
And
it is.
It is. She's right. Yeah.
That's fair.
No.
What about you, Graham?
I grew up eating Breyer's ice cream.
Yeah.
Because it was ostensibly the healthy choice.
Definitely pronounced Breyer's.
Definitely not healthy and probably pronounced Breyer's. Good point.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
Wait,
there
was your mom
no
like, if we're
going to
have ice cream, it's going to be Breyer's? Or just like...
She's a loyal customer.
It's for health reasons.
But, yeah, no, and I only ate mint chocolate chip ice cream. That was the only type of ice cream I liked.
Very
I actually, hot take, I don't like chocolate ice cream.
That's fair.
That's fair.
It's
I don't think
so
that's that
plain.
Hot of a take.
Okay, maybe not. But
I did not like chocolate ice cream until...
I don't, yeah.
I don't
I'm
hate
not sure
it.
When.
I just,
now
like,
I
don't know, chocolatey things sometimes get to be, like, too much.
It's, yeah,
and
yeah.
Any
it's
ice
too
cream,
much.
It's going to be a lot of it.
Like, if I had to eat a pint of chocolate ice cream, I'd kill myself.
Yeah, it would
but
be bad.
But I could do a scoop.
Yeah.
Scoop is good. I grew up on 31 flavors.
Oh,
Baskin-Robbins, because it was near my, it was near my elementary school, and so after school, we'd, like, the parents would drive us to 31 Flavors, and we'd get all the fun flavors. I remember when Shrek came out, Throwback to Shrek. They had like a Shrek flavor that had Pop Rocks in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I've had that.
It was like bright green and had Pop Rocks in it, and I was like, I love this. And I look back and I just look at all the colors and I'm like, those are so
unnatural.
I feel like I take one bite and be like, I can't
even imagine what the inside of my like body looks really? Like after eating like bright green Shrek ice cream with Pop Rocks. Yeah, 5-year-old Erica. My body's a temple. I'm going to Baskin Robbins.
Me, Pop Rocks and ice cream at the same time.
But I mean, I think back to like when I ate ice cream and just like, I would be like fruit, Pop Rock ice cream with like gummy bears and gummy worms and sprinkles. And I'm like, how did I do that and not die?
My teeth just not like fall out of my face. Like,
it's all sugar. You had a lot of sugar as a child.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And then Cold Stone. I love cold gummy bears. That's my ice cream hot take.
When they're like tough, it's good.
Yeah. they're all tough.
Hot take, I don't like gummy bears.
Me neither.
So.
I don't like them warm. The texture
they're too sugary.
Bad.
But like when they're cold and like tough, as I said.
Tough gummy bear. My favorite candy is a tough gummy bear.
A little bit of a challenge when I ate my gummy bears.
I just remember I used to get Sour Patch Kids and those freeze really easily. And then like all of a sudden they were just like rock solid.
Yes. so tough. Okay, well, to bring us back to ice cream, I've collected a bit of the history of ice cream, and then Graham, so graciously, after my asking him, collected the history of Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
So, Al, you've not been on taste test, but we'll go through the history, and then we'll start eating and do some fun facts and just kind of mix it all in there, and then we'll do a ranking at the very end.
Great. Wow. Ooh. Yeah.
Let's go back to the 2nd century
Let's
BC.
Let's
take a trip back. Far. This is the first origins of the ice cream as we know it. Alexander the Great would eat snow flavored with honey and nectar. And that's what they consider like the first ice cream. Can you imagine?
I think it's
like the
cute.
First
He's
time
like,
someone ate snow and was like, I could make this better. Where's my honey?
That's not like ice delicious. Cream. There's no cream in it.
I know, but they're it's like
the concept.
That's this a is snow
from,
cone.
That is a snow cone.
This
that's
is from
the first snow cone.
The International Dairy Foods Association website, which
There's
was a
no
very
dairy
thorough,
in it.
I know, but they're building it up. So Alexander the Great, whatever. Nero Claudius Caesar in AD 54 through 86. That was when he lived. He died young, as most people did
back then.
Way back when,
you're like you're 30 and like
you're ancient.
He would send people into the mountains to collect snow. They were called runners, so they'd run into the mountains.
I would like a
the
snow
The purest snow.
Go.
Only from the tippy
Fetch
top.
Fetch me some snow from the tippy top of the
That's a fantastic concept. Like, someone to run out and get you snow.
And then you'll run because, like, it'll melt.
How was your day today? You know, I'm a runner. I have to go to the mountain and just, like, get grab the snow and run
melts,
as fast as I can.
It melts by the time you get back. Yeah, so then like, you get in trouble.
He goes back.
Yeah. It's like, lose.
And they would flavor that special mountain snow with fruits and juice. So this is like basically the snow cone.
Still,
still snow I mean, cones. You know, they weren't mixing and churning yet. We're getting there. Marco Polo, of course, is in some part responsible for this for some reason. He came back from the far east with a sherbet recipe.
Ooh,
he's responsible for the first fruit sherbet ever.
We're getting closer.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot closer. Now we have like
we're inching
ice
our way towards ice cream.
But like the fruit's in it now, well,
they,
not just
they're
on top
sold
of it.
Together as compliments.
Yes, and this evolved into ice cream around the 16th century in Italy and England. So people believe that England might have created ice cream before Italy, but Italy is kind of generically,
it's gelato. Yeah.
I feel like which makes sense. Like it's
England?
Really good because they've had so much time to make it really good.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
pizza.
The 16th century. Yeah. Of course.
Ice cream and pizza.
So in the 17th century, the court of King Charles I had cream ice, and this is kind of the first written account of ice cream served.
I feel like
elite.
It was one of those things like, I shall call it cream ice, and someone's like, ice cream.
The little girl from the taco commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone's like, ooh.
Oh my God.
You did it.
Ice cream. And then everyone screams.
Yeah. And then Catherine de' Medici was Italian, and when she became the wife of Henry II in 1553, she brought ice cream to France.
Yeah.
Amazing what marriage can do.
That happened a lot back then, right? That was
yeah,
a thing.
I'm sure. Like, I'm sure it's not just...
I don't know who you are. I'm from Spain.
Yeah,
apparently
all the royals
we're married now.
The paella.
Introduces, becomes national cuisine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, so... In 1660, ice cream is brought to the general public. So before that, ice cream was, like, an elite food. It's for, like, only the high class, like, kings and queens, which is hilarious because now it's associated with, like...
Yeah. It's like, I don't eat ice cream.
Oh, ice cream? No. I'd prefer a kale smoothie. Body is a temple. But the Sicilian baker, Francesco Procopio...
Kuto. There needs to be a lot more hand movement when you say that.
No one can see. It's a podcast.
I know, but we see it.
Francisco Procopio Kuto.
That helps. Erica did do a slight hand movement there.
Oh, so Italian. He introduced a recipe at Café Procope, which is the first café in Paris.
Oh, cute.
And that recipe, if anyone cares, is milk, cream, butter, and eggs.
Butter?
Simple.
Simple butter? Yeah, I don't know about the butter.
I don't know how I'm feeling that.
I don't know.
I don't think
you can give it a flavor. A butter ice cream.
I feel like it's like butter ice cream.
Oh, God.
I feel like it'd be like
salted
a little
or
dense.
Unsalted butter ice cream.
Some bougie parlor somewhere has done butter ice cream and been like, this is so
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's like, no.
Little do they know.
Francisco Beach do it in 1660. And then ice cream came to the Americas, finally. It was first recorded as in a letter from a guest of the Maryland Mayor William Bladen in 1744.
So we're close to where it came from.
That'd be so funny if you were just writing about, like, ice cream in your letters to people.
Yeah.
Just like, I had the weirdest thing today.
Guys.
Guys.
I feel like that's something, like, Thomas Jefferson did with, like, macaroni and cheese, I want to say, and, like...
He wrote about mac and cheese?
He, like, brought mac and cheese to the United States. He was like, guys, try this.
We're always learning.
Listen, it's so great.
In 1777, the first advertisement was run, that was terrible grammar, for ice cream, in the New York Gazette by the confectioner Philip Lindsay. And this is, like, the first broad, like, non-elite version of ice cream in America. Amazing.
The common man.
The common man can now eat ice cream.
Shout out to Philip.
Probably just the common man, though, if we're being real.
Women can't eat this.
That's preposterous.
It's too rich for their delicate stomachs.
I have a fun fact about richness later. 1880, ice cream becomes more common. And in 1851, Jacob Fussell, a Baltimore milk dealer. Can you imagine? I'm a milk dealer.
Black market milk dealer.
He pioneers ice cream manufacturing, and that becomes kind of like the big commercial swell of ice cream in the United States. 1874, the American soda fountain shop and the soda jerk job become a thing. So, you know, in all those movies, people are like, let's go to the soda fountain.
Soda pop.
Yeah, exactly, soda pop. 1940s and 70s, there's constant consumption of ice cream. Everything's good.
Constant.
It's like, no, like, nothing changes. No fluctuation. People are eating ice cream. They're enjoying themselves. But around this time, the soda fountain culture also decreases, and packaged ice cream kind of becomes the norm. And as we can tell, packaged ice cream is now pretty normal. And there's kind of been an upswell recently in the development of, like, boutique ice cream stores and, like, chain ice cream stores and stuff like that.
Any boutique anything, really.
Any boutique anything, yeah. Gentrification, it's just sweeping the nation.
It is.
And then in 1978, first Ben & Jerry's opens.
And that's where I pick up.
That's where
perfect
you pick
segue.
Up.
So, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield opened a store in Burlington, Vermont, the first Ben & Jerry's store ever. And they did it on a $12,000 investment, fun fact. That was a renovated gas station.
Oh my God.
Yep. And then over time, it slowly began to expand. They rented space in an old spool and bobbin mill on South Champlain Street in Burlington.
One more time, where?
South Champlain. I'm just going to move on.
Champlain.
Somewhere in Burlington. Champlain. You can look it up if you want to find it.
Champlain.
And in this new mill, they started packing their ice cream into pints for distribution. And then in 1981, the first Ben & Jerry's franchise opened in Shelburne, Vermont. So a lot of Vermont in this lovely ice cream
shout
district.
Shout out Vermont.
Yeah, shout out Vermont.
Sponsor us Vermont.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
1983.
Sponsor us Bernie Sanders. Sorry.
Listen to taste test.
He has a podcast.
Ben & Jerry's ice cream was used to build the world's largest ice cream sundae in St. Albans, Vermont, which weighed 27,000 pounds, 27,102 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is where it gets interesting. This was my favorite part. So in 1984, Haagen-Dazs tried to limit the distribution of Ben & Jerry's in Boston, prompting Ben & Jerry's to sue the parent company of Häagen-Dazs, which was Pillsbury.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's and so they disappointing.
They named the campaign against Pillsbury. The motto was, "What's the Doughboy afraid of?" That was the name of the campaign.
Amazing. I love food scandals.
And then Häagen-Dazs didn't learn its lesson because in 1987 they again tried to enforce their own exclusive distribution of ice cream. Ben and Jerry sued them again.
Wow.
Whoa. Fight the man. Right now,
that's actually fun. That's really interesting.
Wait, do you know how they like tried to like limit the... No? Okay.
Are you saying you know? Or
No, it's just
a summary.
I would assume that in the dark of the night,
yeah,
they would raid the stores. And
they
just
would like open the freezer so all the ice cream would melt.
Just really passive aggressive, like, just leave open a note. It and walk away.
Yeah. From cut out magazine clippings.
I actually have a fun fact about Ben and Jerry's. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
Alex Boyd gave it to me before Taste Test started.
Amazing.
He's from where Ben and Jerry are from. Like the town.
Oh, because they're originally from New York.
No, he's from New York, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they have banned Ben and Jerry's in that town. Like, they will not let... They
Why?
Won't open a store there. They hate it so much.
Wow. Oh, wait, no, Ben and Jerry don't want a store there. Oh, okay, I thought you meant the town banned Ben and Jerry. Wow.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry banned their own. They won't open a store there. I'm not sure.
I guess they hate it.
Boyd didn't know either. This could be not true, but this is what Boyd told me.
All right, we'll do some investigative journalism.
So, after that breathless legal drama... In 1988, Ben and Jerry won U.S. Small Business Persons of the Year, awarded by Ronald Reagan. And then it continued to expand. The franchising became more popular across America. And then in 2000, they sold out. It's just hard to read. Ben and Jerry sold the company to Anglo-Dutch multinational food giant Unilever.
Ugh, Unilever.
Really? So they sold out? That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
wow,
in
Ben
2000,
and Jerry.
So the founders' names are still on the product, but they do not have any board or management positions and are not involved in day-to-day management of the company.
They sold out.
Which just breaks my heart.
Their image is a lie, because I feel like they like make themselves out to be like, we're just like a small...
It says Vermont's finest on the thing.
Yeah, and they're like, we're so small and very hippie
also,
and like we stand up for our...
Right,
like
Ben and Jerry's
is
so woke.
Yeah!
Like, so woke.
Yeah, there's a lot here
Clearly
about
not.
All their social drives.
Maybe Unilever is really the woke one.
Yeah.
So actually, this is kind of interesting.
I mean, Dove Real Beauty campaign,
Unilever,
so like...
So when they bought the company, Unilever promised to, you know, the tradition of Ben and Jerry's critical, global, and economic and social missions. And they actually have kind of followed through, because in 1989... Ben and Jerry came out opposing the use of RBGH, which is recombinant bovine growth hormone, in their ice cream. And then, fast forward to 2013, Ben and Jerry's committed to making their products GMO-free in support of mandatory GMO labeling legislation.
Okay.
So very interesting.
So they maintain the spirit of Ben and
Jerry. Yeah, it seems like they're trying to.
That's, wow. That's after fighting so long for Häagen-Dazs, maybe they just got tired.
Yeah.
Just
they like, need to settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry.
Just eat the ice cream.
Yeah, not make it so much or think about it. Just consume it.
Do they get, like, royalties or something?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they must, yeah.
They sold a company. They sold Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, but do they get,
let me see if I can find out how much Ben and Jerry's
sell
sold
it.
For.
Like, it's still their name.
Still
they're,
their
like,
name.
On the website.
Yeah, so I guess if they use their likeness, they get
some
sort of money.
They're on the thing. On
wow,
containers.
So according to this,
oh, yeah,
the sale to Unilever, which happened in April of 2000,
oh my God.
Was
getting
for,
so melty.
It is.
The sale was for $326 million.
$326 million?
According to the New York Times.
Wait, to Unilever?
To Unilever. That's also back in 2000.
So they can't sponsor us. They have a lot of money.
Yeah, they never have to work to date their
Yeah. I'm sure they're
just
fine.
Just eat the ice cream forever. That sounds
horrible.
I
wonder how many pints of Ben and Jerry's that is.
Let me look that up. This was about 633, right? Okay, let's do the math.
Cool. Thank you for that. That is
no
very
problem.
Interesting.
Thank you,
There's,
Wikipedia.
I always love the scandal that happens with food companies.
Yeah.
So great.
Still doesn't top Pocky.
No, Pocky has the craziest scandal of all.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Shout out Monster with 21 faces.
Sir, yes.
Okay, well, I think we should begin our taste test, and I can sprinkle in some fun facts.
Wait. I said sweet.
Oh, sweet. It's like, wait for what? So we got four flavors, because there are four of us. There was no method to this madness. I chose Chubby Hubby because I like pretzels with peanut butter and chocolate, and it is all that in vanilla ice cream. Yeah. Danielle, what did you pick?
I chose. So some of these names are great. True. Wait, what was the one? Oh, oats of the swirled.
Yeah, oats of the swirled.
I'm like, out of this world, oats of this world.
Is oh, great. That's funny.
Very
that's,
funny.
That sounds like a headline. Yeah. That sounds like a potential headline.
No, that sounds like a dead headline.
Yeah, so I got Boom Chocolata Cookie Core. I got it because I love a good gimmick, and so, like, this one.
I love a good gimmick.
I really do, though. Like, when these came out, I was like, I have to try it. But it's, what is it? It's mocha and caramel ice cream with chocolate cookies, fudge flakes, and a chocolate cookie core. So it's, like, two different types of ice cream, like, half and half, and then the middle is, like, cookie core. Like, it's, like, yeah, in the middle.
That's exquisite.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. What'd you get, Allie?
I got fish food. Danielle picked it up for me, I think.
Yeah.
It is chocolate ice cream with gooey marshmallow swirls, caramel swirls, and fudge fish.
Delicious.
So it's also important that we
great flavor.
Say fish food is spelled PH.
Yeah. Because they're hippies and they like fish.
Yeah.
Yes. The band.
The band.
The and band. Then my choice was Urban Bourbon because I've only ever had the mint chocolate cookie flavor because that's my favorite flavor of ice cream and I'm a man of habit. So I decided to be a little dangerous. I've only had bourbon-flavored ice cream once in my life, and I really didn't like it. So I kind of want to see if my tastes have changed.
What's in that one?
Urban Bourbon, burnt caramel ice cream with almonds, fudge flakes, bourbon caramel swirls.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I can get behind that.
The only, like, alcohol-flavored ice cream is, like, the Bailey's one from Haagen-Dazs, which I really like. It's delicious. Mm. And I gotta go to a boutique.
I'm sure
yes, the boutique ice cream shop, yes.
Vodka ice cream?
Or rum raisin. My mom really likes rum. My whole family loves rum raisin.
That's horrible.
Vodka ice
rum raisin. Yeah. Fun fact, Ben and Jerry's employees get 3 free pints of ice cream every day.
Every day?
Oh, wow.
I thought you said it was a year. Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, my God. Like the factory workers. Or, like,
employees. If you're an employee at Ben and Jerry's...
Every
you get
day.
3.
I would be like so fat.
They would.
I would eat.
They probably hate Ben and Jerry's.
No, they probably have a lot of fake friends. That's what they probably have.
Yeah, let's just give them.
Very popular.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You'd never have to buy gifts. You'd be like, have a pint. Have 3 pints. Have 9.
Yeah, you'd never have to
I
buy
saved.
Gifts. Fun fact, the main company headquarters also has a slide to get from
so
one floor to the other.
That's incredible.
They're
is there a ladder? Do you have to take a ladder back up?
Just by this awesome. Photo, there is no ladder.
It's like a tube. It probably, like, sucks you up.
I feel like. Technically insane. It's quite literally a slide.
Like, oh, it feels really like so that's cool. Not
wait,
big enough
the,
for a
dog.
That
dog's
floor.
It's a dog. It's a
dog
friendly.
I want to work it. I'm going to apply to Ben and Jerry's.
That's
I still
I
need a job.
Summer.
Ben and Jerry, if you're listening, please
HMU.
Hire me this summer.
Yeah.
There is also a scoop shop called Scoop U in their headquarters where people will practice their scooping. And everything
dude,
there is a dollar.
Yeah, no, dude, ice cream scooping is hard. Like, people who work in ice cream shops are like, yeah, no, like, after, like, an hour,
yeah,
like, your arm
tunnel.
Gets really tired.
You know the trend right now with, like, the rolled ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Where they, like, chop
they
it up?
They do the thing and they,
like,
yeah.
That can't be easy physically.
Yeah.
I would not be able to do that job.
No.
Gotta work
right.
out.
What should our first flavor be?
I think Allie's because there's this melting.
Yeah,
liquid.
It's getting
yes.
really
let's do some
melting.
Fish food. Allie, would you like to start off
okay.
with fish food? This is going to be really nostalgic for me. I love fish food.
I feel like fish food is, like, the most classic flavor.
Also, according to the wonderful food podcast that I aspire to be like...
The Sporkful.
You are supposed to let the ice cream melt a little bit before you eat it.
Interesting.
Because it's apparently easier to scoop,
oh
but I don't think it is for Danielle.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you try to get a fish in there.
Mm-hmm.
PH.
Yeah.
Fish
with a PH.
Let's just be clear.
The band comes out of the ice cream.
Whoa. I don't know. How do you know if you get a fit? Oh,
there's you'll know.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's a big scoop.
That is a hefty scoop.
It's drippy. There you go.
That is very drippy.
Real melty. It's kind of like
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Soup.
That's really good.
I don't know. That's like
food.
The classic flavor.
Oh.
Like, I really,
oh.
like, as I stated in the Peach podcast, I do not enjoy marshmallows that much, but, like, in that, it's good.
Yeah,
like,
I don't normally like marshmallows.
Yeah.
You don't, peeps.
Yeah, I'm not
so.
About it.
But
that is
good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So oh, have you never had fish food?
I've never had fish food.
Yeah, you have only had the mint Oreo flavor.
I'm a very, yeah, this is expanding my horizons
this is
in
just,
all new ways.
It's a big day for Graham.
This is a,
big
this is a really
for
big
Graham.
Day for Graham.
Just you guys can continue.
I have a fun
in the
fact.
Corner, all the chocolate all over his face.
Just like all over his face, yeah.
Under the desk.
Speaking of a love of ice cream, In 1790, a store ledger from New York showed George Washington to have spent $200 on ice cream in one summer.
Oh my God, George!
George!
And that's like a lot of money because, like,
what? Sorry, what do you
say? It was like back in like
1800 in 1790.
Someone pulled their inflation calculator. Oh, that was post Revolutionary
War. He
needed a little bit of ice cream.
Yeah, he got to blow off some steam sometime as president.
His inventory at Mount Vernon.
Save some room for the other ice cream.
I know, it's so good.
His inventory at Mount Vernon included two ice cream pots.
An ice cream? What is an ice cream?
Ice cream pot to preserve ice cream.
Did you guys ever make ice cream in chem class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's because, okay, so they do it to, like, demonstrate, like, how salt lowers the freezing point of
ice or whatever. That would make sense.
And so, like, you, like...
That'd be a fun thing I would do if my stupid chem teachers had let me.
Yeah, so you just... It's, like, really easy. You take, like, milk, sugar, and, like... What else is an ice cream? I don't even know. Was it milk, sugar, milk and sugar and...
It's milk, sugar, cream. Cream. And
I guess,
like,
milk and creamer.
You can put egg in it if you want to, but you don't have to.
We
Is it just milk and sugar? There's no way it's just milk and sugar. There's something.
No, there must
like
be
vanilla.
Vanilla.
There's, I don't think there's egg in it.
You can put egg in it. You don't have to.
But then you just, like, toss it back. Butter. We, like, sat outside and tossed it back and forth. And then
we did that. They had, like, used to sell these balls.
Yeah,
put it all in there. My mom bought them once. We, like, sat in our basement.
A big
and
fan
like
of ice cream.
Yeah, well, my family's, like, really big ice cream. My mom doesn't eat it. She loves to just provide us with it.
Just tons of ice cream.
So we, like, all played around with the ball, and then we got really bored. I think we made my dad finish it off. You have to do it for, like, an hour.
That's insane.
I would assume it would
just
be
buy
long.
Some ice cream.
Yeah.
But it's, like, fun. Just it's fun while it lasts, and then you're
it
like,
it entertains small children.
Yeah.
Okay, what flavor do we want to do next?
We can do mine. Okay.
Okay, so this is one of the core flavors.
So I feel like you gotta, like, try and get some of the core stuff. I don't really know. Also, okay, let me just...
Ooh, that's...
Oh, it's melty. It is...
It melts on the edge first. We should have gotten napkins. That was a real big oversight on my part. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
I'm a fan.
Great.
I also have had this one before.
You're eating with your mouth full again.
I know, I'm sorry.
You've had this one before?
Yeah.
The core is so much more solid. I'm gonna go around the core. I'm going around the core. Oh, I guess
can you get
not.
A little bit of the core off, or does it have to be eaten
chisel
all
away at it?
It's like a chiseling situation right now.
Some of them are like, it's either like cookie, they have like peanut butter ones, they have like caramel cores.
I would be, oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I would be so down for a cookie core.
Yeah.
Or a peanut butter core. Okay.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh, like a brownie core?
Yeah, brownie core would be good. I love, like,
I
brownies
love brownie
almond,
and ice
also
cream.
At Haagen Dazs. So good.
I love when they put big chunks of brownie in ice cream.
Oh wow, what is this?
Delicious. It's like mocha ice cream, and then the core is like a chocolate cookie.
I'm a big coffee
That's
ice cream
fantastic.
Fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's delicious. I usually don't get coffee ice cream, because it's like, if I'm going to get coffee, I'm going to get coffee.
I also totally just had coffee, so like...
That's woo! Living!
Living!
Another fun fact, while we have it go around one more time.
That is amazing.
It's really good.
Thomas Jefferson has an 18-step recipe for ice cream that resembles a baked Alaska. He's dead.
No, he currently has. They buried him.
Wait. 18. That's too many steps.
Yeah, that's a lot of steps.
What is in a baked Alaska?
That's a good question.
It's like a pie.
You should ask Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
it's like a meringue pie.
It's the one you, like, set on fire, right?
Yep.
But it's ice cream.
If you're feeling crazy,
it's like meringue
set
around
it, on fire.
I think, though. And then you, like, set the meringue on fire.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, because it always looks a little burnt.
Yeah, on the outside.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun fact about Thomas Jefferson. Another fun fact about 1946. After the war, Americans consumed over 20 quarts of ice cream per person.
We were all stressed.
Yep. Just release. Okay, so the two we have left are...
Urban Bourbon
and Chubby Hubby.
Let's do Urban Bourbon first.
All right.
Let's try to end with a good one. I have a feeling I'm not going to...
Bourbon might... Yeah.
Might be a little weird. Try to scoop from the outside in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
We let it melt a little too much.
All right, let's do this.
Is it just bourbon-flavored ice cream?
No. Yes, it is, but...
Oh,
God.
Caramel-flavored ice cream.
To clarify, he's screaming no with ice cream. That's
stupid. No! it's caramel-flavored ice cream, right?
Oh, it's burnt. Yeah.
It's burnt caramel.
Not a fan.
Okay, Graham does not like it. I have another fun fact. This is the one I was talking about richness of ice cream. So there was a lot of religious criticism for eating ice cream on Sunday because it was too rich of a food. And so they created the ice cream sundae to respond to.
Wait, that's the origin of
ice cream sundae.
That's awesome.
They spelled sundae S-U-N-D-A-E.
And then they changed it to avoid any connection to the Sabbath.
Actually, nice.
Wow.
Wait. Like, you couldn't eat? I'm so confused.
No, there was a lot of criticism because people would eat ice cream on Sundays, and they were like, it's sinfully rich, you can't do that.
Sinfully rich. And then, that'd be a great tagline for any
they're like, screw you, yeah, make something rich. Specifically eat on this to specifically
and
eat
so
on
then
the Sabbath.
They made the ice cream sundae, which was like a banana with 3 scoops of ice cream and chocolate sauce and sprinkles, which is like a real big F you to
is
the religious, folk who are like, this is too much. And that's the origin of the ice cream sundae.
Interesting.
Wow. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want seconds of urban bourbon?
I actually didn't hate urban bourbon.
Yeah?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you get the caramel swirl in there.
Yeah.
I don't love caramel.
It depends on, how much caramel there is. If there's, a lot of it, I'm like, this can chill out. But,
It's flavor. It's caramel
I'll take flavored. Another scoop. I like that. I like caramel swirls.
It reminds me of, a caramel jelly bean or, a lollipop or something. I'm not sure why.
Caramel jelly bean. We did not have that on our jelly bean tasting.
I feel
we didn't
like
have
the
many good jelly beans. We didn't really have
taste test. You should have done the Harry Potter jelly beans.
We did Ooh. The Bean Boozled challenge, which is basically similar.
Yeah. It's like so earwax.
Bad. Yeah, it was we had spoiled milk and vomit. And it was gross.
Bad.
It was so gross. It was so bad.
Okay, we have one flavor left. I'm excited for this one. This is Chubby Hubby. I love pretzels. I love pretzels and chocolate. I think it's a great combination. I don't know why you would never not combine pretzels with chocolate.
Ooh,
fair. So I'm gonna dive right in. And mine looks like it hasn't melted the most. I lied. It's pretty melty.
It's pea melty.
So this one has peanut butter, and fudge, and it should have pretzels. Oh, there's a pretzel. Maybe?
Mine for it.
That's kind of what I like about ice cream. It's got a mine for the little good bits.
Takes work. Effort.
I went to Francois's room last night, and she had cookie dough ice cream, like a half gallon of it. There was not a single cookie dough in it. She mined all of them out.
Oh my god.
It was just vanilla and chocolate ice cream. Yeah.
Simultaneously, I hate those people.
Okay.
She bought a roll of cookie dough and then was putting the cookie dough back into the ice cream.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys ever do that when you... Do you guys like cookie dough flavored ice cream?
Cookie dough.
I love it. And I love the ones with the little cookie dough pellets. And when I was little, I would just save all the cookie dough pellets for the very end.
Mm. Yeah. No, the people who, pick out all the, stuff in ice cream are the same people who take all the good fruit out of, fruit set.
Like the single blueberry at Leo's?
Or, all the mango, and you're just like, I hate you.
You are the worst.
That one's interesting.
Yeah, that one, I need another go at that one.
This is,
it's
very
it's
solid.
It's vanilla malt ice cream.
That, okay, because there was an unusual taste of the vanilla. That explains it.
Fun fact, Ben of Ben & Jerry's says
that
he... There is peanut butter. Says that he typically stands at...
we pause taste test as Danielle has an allergic reaction.
I have a fun fact. Ben says that he typically stands at Jerry's right side when they get photographed, so that if you're looking at the photo from left to right, you see them
Ben
in the right order.
That's cute.
Oh, that's really
Isn't
cute.
That so thoughtful?
They seem like fun people.
They do. Their entire company seems like a fun company.
I kind of want to
That's really good. That's breakup ice cream. That's I'm sad.
This is breakup ice cream?
Just
I've never had breakup ice cream before. That's funny. I'm trying to find more fun facts. Let's see. Ben and Jerry now focus their efforts on Stamp Stampede, which is an initiative that raises awareness of money's influence on the electoral process.
Why
their ultimate goal
stamped?
Is to overturn Citizens United.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for that.
Aim high.
They're so political.
Mm-hmm. They're so political.
All of their ice cream, a lot of their, they have the empowerment one.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
They have the Bernie Sanders one.
Yeah.
The factory in Waterbury, Vermont produces 120,000 pints in a day. One
That's
flavor
awesome.
At a time. Isn't that crazy?
Is that the only factory?
I don't think so.
I just think they'd have more.
Yeah, there's no way.
Do you guys want to hear about the flavor graveyard?
Yeah.
So, it only has some of the hundreds of flavors that have been retired from the company. Let's see. I'm trying to find... See if there are any terrible flavors. White Russian was there for a little bit, but they brought it back, apparently.
Ooh. They have vegan ice cream now, right?
Yes. They have dairy-free ice cream now.
I want to say it's vegan.
One was called Wavy Gravy. You can imagine what that's like.
Gravy?
Wavy Gravy was around from 1993 to 2001, a caramel and cashew Brazil nut ice cream with chocolate hazelnut fudge swirl and roasted almonds.
Yeah. It's too many nuts.
Too many.
A lot of nuts.
Seems like a lot. Mm-hmm.
They have a flavor called Sweaty Balls.
Yeah, it's from SNL.
From the SNL skit. Vanilla ice cream with a hint of rum loaded with fudge-covered rum and malt balls.
That's really funny.
That's really funny.
I don't think I would like that, though. That's too rum for me. Yeah,
that's a lot of rum. Yeah. Okay, who wants to rank their favorites? I'm going to start with Danielle.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
I think that's a tie between Boom Chocolata Core and Chubby Hubby for first. And then Fish Food, and then Urban Bourbon. Because I don't know if I could eat, like, a whole thing of Urban Bourbon. A serving of Urban mm-hmm. Bourbon. Like, I didn't hate it. Like, I liked all of these. Like, if someone offered me any of these, I'd be like, yeah, sure. But I don't know if I could eat a whole thing of Urban Bourbon. Like, all of these are very rich.
I could comfortably do a scoop of all of these.
Yeah.
Not together.
No.
That'd be atrocious. Yeah.
Cool. None of these flavors go together.
That is a good
ranking.
That's
true.
Allie, what do you think?
I think the Boom Chocolata won, like, by far.
Whoa.
I thought that one was the best.
That's very good.
And
that's a hot take.
Then Fish Food. And I really didn't like the other two.
All right.
I think Chubby Hubby was better than Urban Bourbon, though. I don't really like caramel. And it was, like, so much I could not eat, like, more than, like, two bites.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I couldn't do it.
Graham, what are your thoughts?
I'll go Fish Food first. Because that was unbelievable.
Blue is mine, man.
I'm going to get some for later.
Graham is freaking out.
I've eaten like a large portion. Thank you.
Where has this been all my life?
Second, I actually really like Chubby Hubby. I just had a bite with a pretzel in it, and it was delicious. The only thing I don't really like is the malt vanilla, but I'll allow it. The third, definitely the Boom Chocolata one. And then, yeah, I was not a fan of the Urban Bourbon.
It didn't really taste bourbon-y, though. It just kind of
I didn't taste any bourbon. I tasted caramel.
Yeah.
Might have to add another flavor to their flavor graveyard.
Yeah.
It's all online, too, if anyone wants to know. It's benandjerry.com/flavor/flavor-graveyard. A lot of fun.
Just
some, like, animated lightning.
Hours of fun.
It's really great. I would have to say Fish Food first, mostly for nostalgia, followed by Chubby Hubby. Than the nice core thing that was interesting, so never had that before. And, like, Urban Bourbon's last, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's last because I was upset.
Yeah.
It's just last because I like the others more.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing personal.
Nothing personal,
strictly
Urban
business.
Bourbon. Strictly taste test business.
Strictly taste test.
I would, honestly, I'd recommend going for crazy flavors. If you're in Vittles and you just want to, like, try Ben & Jerry's, like, why not?
Yeah. Ben & Jerry's is a very specific type of ice cream. Like, if you're just like, I just want ice cream, I don't think I would go straight for Ben & Jerry's.
It's a lot.
It's like, because there's not just, like, vanilla. And sometimes you're just feeling vanilla.
Actually, they do have a vanilla bean, like, plain.
Really?
And I never understood why anyone would buy it. It was so good.
Really?
Yeah. It was so amazing.
Like, I feel like their ice cream bases are really good, but it's just like,
It's
just like, sometimes it's too much. You're
it's
just
almost
like
a
I
meal.
Just want it. Yeah.
Like, there are so many things happening in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not just simple ice cream.
They're not really known for, like, their core ice cream flavors.
Yeah.
They're known for how weird they are.
Yeah.
And, like,
I've never seen
them.
Vanilla bean in, like, stores.
Yeah. They sell it at Vittles sometimes.
I'd eat that.
Yeah. You should really try it. Like, it sounds weird, but it was so good.
Yeah.
Good to know. Another fun fact. All right. Anyone have any closing thoughts on ice cream?
Well, Graham, how do you feel?
Now that you've ventured out,
I feel renewed. I feel reborn today. Yeah, so
it's a new chapter in Graham's life.
Like, yeah, I only would eat, like, mint chocolate chip ice cream or peppermint ice cream because...
Why with the mint?
I really like mint.
I love mint chocolate chip ice
cream.
Because
they give you these really big chunks of cookie in the mint chocolate cookie. I recommend trying that. But that's usually when I'm like, I just want ice cream. I don't want anything fancy. And that's the most fancy thing I'll go for. But my God, Fish Food is eye-opening. I need to start trying different flavors of ice cream because Fish Food was unreal. I'm going to go home and most likely finish this at some point
in
the next 12 hours.
There's a takeaway for taste
test.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
Awesome. Well, thanks for participating, everybody, in our fun ice cream taste test.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having
us. Of course. Wonderful. Yeah, you are welcome back whenever. If you have a theme idea, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting tired of thinking of my own themes.
Well...
It's the end is nigh.
The end is here, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go around and say our Twitters. If you want to hear more from Danielle, you can find her at...
I just put...
All right, if you want to hear more from Allie, you can find her at...
It's at Allie _ Kaufman, but Allie is A-L-L-I.
Good to know.
No E, no Y.
Take a guess on Kaufman.
It's pretty easy.
You'll figure it out.
One F, one N.
Yeah. There we go.
One K. Okay. DNHewitt96 on Twitter. I tweet occasionally.
That's Danielle speaking. She didn't say her name first.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
I exclusively retweet Voice Sports because they just like put it in the group meme.
Yeah, they're like, retweet.
And then I retweet, and then I like get off Twitter forever. So.
Good to know.
Not much here.
What about you, Graham?
At GLPiro22, but much like Ellie, I usually only retweet voice stuff.
That's probably better for your future careers.
Yeah. I'm very careful about what goes on social media, so which you would not be able to tell from looking at my Facebook page. But that's a different thing. You can find me on Facebook at just Graham Space Pure.
What are you telling me about Facebook?
Follow me.
It's not like
you're
going to
get one dollar fest. It's going to be Mike Bergen's.
I can't wait.
Or Tyler's grandma. Hi.
Shout out Liz.
Shout out Liz Tights.
Liz, I'm sorry I forgot about you when I mentioned.
Follow Liz Tights on Twitter at what is her Twitter?
That went really well. Liz Tights.
For some Beaumont tights.
You'll find her.
It'll be great. She's the best.
She rocks.
Thank you for listening to us.
Liz, you rock. My Twitter is Erica A. Bullock. Erica with a K. Bullock likes Annie. I'm not. That's why I started this friendship.
I was really trying to get in with Sandra.
I need to be in for movies.
She seems great.
If you want to hear more podcasts from The Voice, you can check us out on The Voice Podcast Network on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app, other than Google Play, because who even listens to podcasts on Google Play?
Yeah.
We're just trying to stay current. If you want to hear more from us on our social media, you can check out G-Town Voice. And Halftime GU, both on Twitter. You can find our Facebook page, The Georgetown Voice, on the one and only Facebook. If you're liking this music that's been drowning me out for some time now, you can listen to Ben Sound. Go to bensound.com. He has some great samples. A lot of fun guitar things going on there.
Like poppy.
So happy. Poppy and fun. thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.